Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have, of course, we want to make sure that you're out there, you're listening, and getting all this great advice. I want you to make sure you're placing your orders today. 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871. Don't just listen. And don't wander all over the place thinking you're going to get better prices elsewhere. You're not going to get the same products, the same service, or the same oversight to make sure you're getting well. Which is also the same thing with water systems. Don't go out and get your gravity water system or this and that, think it's going to be equivalent because they got flashbang advertising. You're not going to get better than what I advise. You know, I always get a kick out of when people think, well, Dr. Deagle thinks he knows everything. Well, pretty well. If I talk about a subject, it means I have cased it well enough that you know that I have the best answers. For example, if I'm going to use something like solar, I use Sunrun Solar. I did all my research to find it's the best. Yes, you're locked into a long-term contract, but your price of your power is down about 40% of what it used to be. And you immediately get the whole system, so you're off the grid, in a sense, that if the power goes out and I have a 20-kilowatt generator, same thing with your water. If you don't have water that's completely toxin-free, what are you drinking it for? What are you washing your clothes with it for? Do you really think that you're going to get away or just kind of salve your ego and say, well, I use a gravity system, and it should have taken up most of the toxins, and it was a pretty good price. What's the price for your health? And, you know, it's not nice to say this. People think I'm arrogant, but I'm not. I'm actually humble. I'm really concerned about people getting bad advice. Listening to Dr. Deagle is a blessing, and following my advice, and not listening is really bad advice. Not, you know, going to get a, you know, think of, hey, I'm going to take a lot of supplements, but I could just drink tap water. No, you're not going to do so good. Because a lot of stuff that comes in your body that shouldn't be in your body, toxic halides, fluoride, chloride, bromide, and biotoxins and viruses, etc. In fact, if you've had cancer therapy, then one of the first things they tell you is don't drink tap water. Don't they, Bob?
It's, drinking tap water, not such a good idea. Here's one of the latest of my news flashes that I receive from various sources about drinking water, and it says here, scientists from the U.S. Geological Survey publish a major study show how pharmaceutical companies are polluting the environment by sending their wastewater to treatment plants. So the wastewater gets spikes. Every once in a while they get a spike in the treatment plant, and in that spike they said that they tested for 120 drugs and compounds that are formed when the drugs break down. They found 33 drugs had concentrations substantially higher in the plants near the drug makers. And of these drugs, antihistamines, diabetic medication, muscle relaxants, blood pressure drugs, insomnia drugs, anti-seizure medication, anti-inflammatories, several drugs are found at levels hundreds of times higher near the drug makers than at plants that didn't receive any discharge. And here's the kicker. All of these pharmaceuticals on almost every emerging contaminant that they're looking at these days are not regulated. There are no thresholds for what is safe and what is considered safe and unsafe. So that means, and if it's not regulated, that means your water supply is under no obligation to inform you if these things are present in the water. So that means they don't test for it because they're not required to test for it. If they did find it,
right,
they're under no obligation to tell you. So this is happening all the time, all across the waters, all across the United States, all across the globe. You know, and you think it's bad. You ought to be happy that we have that we live in the first world country where we have environmental regulations, because in third and second world countries that haven't reached a level of raising the standard of their society, they don't have these regulations in place. And so that means that stuff gets in the water. It gets in the water, it gets in the ocean. It gets in the ocean, it gets in the air. It gets in the air.
But, you know, let me make a connection with what you're saying here. The same pollutants that are in your tap water are precipitating the rainwater out in the oceans. And the benthic layer, which is the upper 30 meters of water, generates 80% of the world's oxygen. Now, people say, well, why is that important? Well, the benthic layer phytoplankton convert 80% of the carbon dioxide in the world into oxygen. Why is oxygen important? Well, first off, we breathe it. The oxygen level at sea level on the coastal areas around the world has dropped in the last 20 years from 21 to 19%. Not good, especially when the magnetic flux field of the Earth is dropping. And there's plenty of ultraviolet light, but that means the ozone layer in the outer atmosphere in the 70, 80,000 feet level blocks radiation coming into the planet. Now, you might think that's not bad. It's okay. Well, they've done tests now with these high-energy neutrons where they actually do a bubble test where they take these test tubes, and if a high-energy neutron flux flies through that test tube in, say, an aircraft at 40,000 feet, let's say at night over, let's say, a flight that they did from L.A. to Canberra, Australia, where they did this test, they see a lot of pollution. Now, what's happening is those same pollutants that are getting your drinking water and your veggies are actually killing the phytoplankton. And the problem is not too many SUVs or too many people that are generating carbon dioxide. It's the fact that the benthic layer oceans are polluted. Now, if we made stronger phytoplankton that could withstand the pollution and we reduce the pollution in the oceans, then the benthic layer oceans could convert carbon dioxide to oxygen. Good idea. Without oxygen, you don't have an ozone layer that blocks cosmic radiation, high-energy ultraviolet light, etc., X-rays from deep space. Now, why is that tied to the climate? Well, when you put higher-energy molecules in the upper atmosphere, you stir up heat surges, so you end up with extreme climate. Right now, we've got heat alerts all over the planet. It's caused because we're destroying the benthic layer oceans with the same pollutants that are in your drinking water. So if you're drinking the drinking water, it's killing the benthic layer oceans, which is also going to make the Earth have extreme climates. You know, we call hemicanes, where you have hurricanes go 1,000 miles inland. Or you have, you know, temperature surges where you get massive increases, or we call heat inversions, where you've got extreme cold in the middle of summer and extreme warmth in the middle of the winter for a couple of days, which destroys crops, destroys food supply, and causes massive population migration. We call them ecological refugees. That's what's happening in Europe. Those people are not there because Allah told them to go move to Europe. They're there because of drought and ecological catastrophe in North Africa and the Middle East. And it's all tied into pollution. I mean, people don't understand this. Pollution is bad. But it's not caused by too many people. It's caused by unregulated industry in China and Asia, polluting like crazy. Here in America, we've cleaned up Iraq. We don't generate very many problems, but we do have post-geriatric nuclear reactors. You heard the story about the increased radioisotopes now in the wine, but it's so low dosage, it's not going to hurt you. But they're trying to hurt the markets for California wine. You heard about that, right?
Yes, I did.
Now, by the way, the radiation doesn't know borders. So it doesn't just stop in America. Most radioisotopes that circulate from Fukushima Daiichi circle the planet 7 times, and they go into the higher atmosphere. In fact, when they hit North America, most of the radiation is at 26,000 to 35,000 feet. It's not at sea level. And it keeps on whizzing around the planet so it can arrive in Europe in a matter of days later and precipitate rain or snow in Norway or around the Arctic Circle. They had an alert about 4 years ago where they thought, oh my gosh, look at all this radiation. And they thought at first it might be a Chernobyl-style reactor that's going off in the former Soviet Union that's breaking down in Western Russia or somewhere in one of their post, Russian republics. It's now no longer part of the Soviet Union. In actual fact, it was Fukushima Daiichi radiation that circled the planet, didn't drop in North America, kept on going to Europe. Interesting, hey? So you're not just drinking fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you're drinking radiotoxins. And if you don't filter the damn things out, they're going to bioaccumulate and screw you up. And we're doing an experiment, 327 million guinea pigs here in America, and guinea pigs around the world, because having post-geriatric nuclear reactors destroying the benthic layer of the oceans to protect us from cosmic radiation, X-rays, cosmic rays, etc., is all tied back to pollution. So don't drink polluted water. Get a pure water system for clothing, you're washing your clothes and your dishes, and drinking water system on the other side of that, and you're going to have pristine, what I call angel cubes. Angel cubes look cool. Right back. The technology. First, you have a linear charcoal system, then the best RO membrane reverse osmosis, then an ion exchange resin, and then the water's so clean you scrub it so much. All such as water molecules you add back in, 9 to 18 parts per million calcium magnesium with a fourth phase. There's nothing like this system. This is the kind of system you can make. If you want to make water so clean, you can actually do a lab experiment where the biotoxins in the water wouldn't disrupt your testing, right?
That's exactly what we...
So, in other words, if you're an experiment, this is the lab water you want to drink. How's that? You want to experiment with being healthy.
If you're an experiment, if you're doing an experiment, you can't afford to have anything but the purest water. In fact, when they do, when they measure, you know, I was talking before about these pharmaceuticals and all the things that are showing up in the wastewater, and what do they use for their base water to set their baseline when they're looking for these drugs? Well, they use the type of water that we produce from our pharmaceutical, from our lab systems.
Right.
Absolute purest water known to man. And so that technology that we use in laboratories to make the absolute purest water known to man, we use that technology in our residential systems. There's nobody else out there that makes a system that combines the main technologies that we employ. You can't get them in any other system on the market that combines all these technologies. You can
buy a Culligan or this or that major system, or go to a Lowe's or some other department store, or, you know, Walmart or Amazon, and get a water system that's equivalent to this. You can't. I mean, you know, one of the problems with what I call technology marketing is, number one, a lot of the big marketing places like Amazon, you can't go click, click, give me the best water system. They can't. None of that, they don't have follow-up. They don't go and say, hey, here, I'm going to test your water and see what biotoxins were, dual couple nuclear magnetic spectroscopy to see if there's radiotoxins or heavy metals in there. Or they do a high-pressure chromatography to see if there's thousands of biotoxins that are parts per million or billion in your water. I mean, do people understand just how complex this issue is? You could spend years just testing one sample of water to make sure you measure everything down to parts per million or billion. It's, you know, it's monumental. And if you don't get those damn things out of there, they're going to bioaccumulate, and they don't have an additive effect. They have a multiplicative effect. It's like to the exponential, to the exponential, to the exponential. If you have multiple toxins, they don't. And depending on your genetics, they may be much more toxic to you than your neighbor who has different genetics than you have. People don't know this stuff. It's that complex, right?
Well, they don't. And, you know, I mean, here's the thing that gets me too, Dr. Bill. I mean, you've been around the medical business a long time. You understand things. You even understand, like I do, the whole homeopathic theory and application. And so you're talking about in your water, you have things that are in dilutions that are approaching the highest homeopathic types dilutions. And if those extremely minute traces produce strong homeopathic response, then why would you drink water that's loaded with all kinds of trace energetic frequencies of toxins? I mean, there's so many ways that you can look at this idea of consuming toxins in your water and recognize, man, this is not good. This is not good for you. It's not good for you from a physical place, on your physical plane. It's not good for you on your energetic plane of existence. It messes with your physiology, and it messes with your resonance. And you know, these are the things that compound and accumulate. Like you say, they compound, they accumulate, they multiply.
Well, even you're talking about your resonant or harmonic resonant body. Due to biotoxins and heavy metals, your communication between the telomere, the little infrared antenna, and the end of your chromosomes and your ion channels is screwed up. I mean, you can jam it with scalar radiation from smart meters and cell phones and Wi-Fi networks, etc. But you can also jam it with toxins like heavy metals, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, the secret is make an investment. Make an investment for yourself that's a long-term investment in your health. Get a water system. Get one of our pure water systems, a BEV 100, 200, 300, BEV 500. Get one of our water systems. Put it, you know, start purifying your drinking water. Sure, there's a little capital outlay. After that, it's a minor cost per year to maintain the system, and it's easy to do. But the fact is, once you have the system, you go to your tap, you get water whenever you want it. You don't have to go buy it at the store. You don't have to worry about whether you ran out or not. You don't have to worry about, oh, I shouldn't use it. How many people do you know that take their water, they buy at the store, and they go fill up their kettle or fill up their wash basin so they can wash their fruits and vegetables? Not very many people are thinking that way. But when you have pure water at your fingertips, you can use it that way. You can, like, fill up a little wash basin, wash all your fruits and vegetables before you put them back in the fridge, get all those pesticides and nasties off of there. You can use pure water for boiling your noodles, for making your soup, coffee, tea, juice, whatever it is you make in your house. You have pure water at your fingertips for all the water that you consume. And
making your own soda, like SodaStream, and making your own soda water.
Absolutely. I mean, there's the secret is start out with an absolutely pure substrate. Know that you've solved the problem of contaminants in your water. Feel good knowing, hey, you know what? The one place in my life I don't have to worry about pollution. My drinking water, I don't have to worry about pollution. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect my family. It doesn't affect my children, my grandchildren. I mean, solve this problem for yourself. Don't keep screwing around, punting, thinking that you're doing a good job by getting one of those little Brita pitchers or one of those little snap-on things that hooks on your faucet. You know, get yourself a true purification system, not a little filter, not a little gadget, not a little thing that you pour some water in and makes you feel good because it tastes better. Solve the problem. Get a pure water system. Use the promotion code from Dr. Bill, which is Nutrimed, N-U-T-R-I-M-E-D, Nutrimed. So if you come to the website, purewatersystems.com, if you come just by putting in the address in your browser, then you want to know that promo code, Nutrimed. If you come to our website having first visited Dr. Bill and then you click through to us, the Nutrimed promo code will be automatically applied. And so you'll save 10%. Get the best water purification system out there, one that's going to last. We stand behind it. As long as you take care of the system and buy filters on a regular basis, we're going to stand behind you and take care of the system should anything go wrong. There's somebody here, you know, we answer the phone, we pick up. You don't get a 17-layer tree to navigate through to push this,
Or a computer guy or gal, a voice that asks you to press buttons between your various sub-responses. It's like, no, you get a person, right?
Oh, I want to yell at those machines. I take my phone, I want to beat the table to death with my handset because I can't handle those damn phone trees.
The only problem is if machines don't have either consciousness or a sense of pain.
They don't have a sense of pain. They'd be hurting. Give us a
call. Yeah, ow, 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 meh.
Give us a call. Yeah. Give us the best water system available.
Yeah. Go down to the shop, buy products under Nutrimed, or use the code NMED when you call. Get it today. Don't drink toxins. And we have Sean from SCMF here.
Hey,
Sean, let's go through some of the things that we can do to reduce pollution. I just recently got through my wife, Michelle. We got a contract with Sunrun. We're going to put solar on. And Sunrun's the best of the companies that I've found so far. You sign a long-term contract, but your power bill is about 40% of what it used to be. And you're since off-grid, at least during the day. And if you get batteries, and I've looked into the various batteries, which we'll do at least for part of our home here shortly. But you also want to reduce the pollution when the solar comes into your home. And you have to do this on the other side of the inverter. So tell us about that. And then, of course, just around your home, you can get the meters to measure where the pollution is. Is it at your power coming into the home? You can put sensorizers on either side of the power panel. When you go around your home, you can go and put the sensor meter in and plug it into the plug and say, look, in this particular plug, we have pollution. You can put a sensor capacitor system there and just plug it in, and boom, you've grabbed that pollution, don't you?
That's right. And the sensor meter is really the key here, because knowing how much pollution is there is going to be all the information. If you don't know what's there, then how do you know what that sensor is doing?
Exactly.
So it really does matter to have that meter, because it could turn out that that circuit doesn't need help. I mean,
right.
If it's a solar circuit, it needs some assistance there, because that inverter, when they change that DC to AC, it is polluting. And it is incredible amounts of dirty electricity that is going to pump right through your home, which is why we need to clean it out in between the inverter and the panel.
Right. Now, a lot of people are not aware of just how much pollution is there. We don't have sensors that tell us that we're being fried in our own skin. You know, I call it flambéed. You know, electronically flambéed. Do you like that?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Let's see, you can have your shrimp flambéed or sautéed. Either way, they're cooked. If you're a shrimp, it's not good. And we're all, in a sense, electronic shrimps, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Gotta use a little humor to get through to some people, because some people they don't like the facts. The facts are saying, how dare you assault me with facts? You're arrogant. I'm saying, no, how about I'm factual and logical? But, you know, I think there's a general anti-intellectualism in the public, both in the media and in the educational institutions now. That's why people are so full of dogma. You know, a good example is Ocasio-Cortez pushing her idea of free education, free this and free that for anybody, but somebody's going to pay for it. And if you have top-down government, it's going to be expensive rather than having a system. I believe it's actually better. For example, personal responsibility. You need to be responsible. The power coming to your home, power corporation is not going to reduce the pollution where it dumps back 90% of the pollution into the ground. They're not going to tell you that your smart meter is actually polluting your home with pollution, and everybody has smart appliances for the last 12 or 13 years, so it all has chips inside trying to communicate with your smart meter. They're not going to tell you that your power panels that were set up in your home may not be pollution-free. So if you've got step-down transformers or dimmer switches or all kinds of things, they're going to generate electro pollution that's literally cooking you while you're sleeping. And you wonder why your pineal gland and your RES reticular activating cells aren't happy. It's pretty funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, let's talk about more solutions. We have personal protection for our clothing. We have blocking walls. You have meter systems. Let's talk about the meters that are available now, actually. And you have a meter package that's put together. We have that link directly under Shop Buy Products. If you go down to LessEMF, you'll see a link directly to the whole website. And, by the way, if you use the code DEAGLE5, you can get $5 off every time you go to purchase. If you go through our links also, and, of course, we do get contributions. We tell people if you support us by buying all your nutriments and all your technology and going through our links to our affiliates, they benefit, you get savings, and we actually get our commissions, which helps to keep us on the air and expanding our free information to people all over the world to say, you better take attention to these things because you're not going to hear a lot of this information elsewhere. It's not going to be scientifically valid of how it's being presented. We're trying to actually get you to protect yourself from increasing the electrotoxic world.
Right.
Even like the headphones. I got the headphone systems set up here to eat now. In fact, my little headphones I purchased from you, and I've got a new iPhone 8 Plus, but I use my speakerphone. But if I ever want to use my headphones, I have these fancy little headphones that I got from SCMF, and they've got a nice little air tube that's, what, 6 inches from your ears. So your sound is generated a long distance from your ears. And then I have little adapters, so it goes into my iPhone 8 Plus. So I'm not polluting myself. It's a radiation-free headset. That's pretty neat, isn't it?
Right. If we stop all the electricity before it gets to your head, then there's no EMF around the head.
So you're not putting EMF in the eighth cranial nerve, your cochlea, your vestibular balance system, or your temporal lobe, or your visual motor, and your motor speech areas, the broken motor speech areas in your brain. You wonder why people start having seizures after a certain period of time. It's because you're electrotoxic, you know. A lot of people are getting health problems, including diabetes, triggered off by electricity. Why does electricity trigger diabetes? Because the primary thing the insulin does is not controlling your blood sugar. It's the NKK enzyme system that regulates and pumps sodium out of your cells and potassium in throughout your body. And insulin resistance is a result of decreasing superoxide dismutase in your skeletal muscles first, which forces the cells to use fatty acids instead of sugar for fuel, which increases the amount of energy available to keep you alive by thousands of times. So what happens is the body has this adaptive thing that basically is what we call a famine reflex that gets turned on when you're exposed to stress or toxins like electropollution. So electricity triggers off diabetes, doesn't it?
Yes, Seb.
Dr. Sam Mellum has been on here numerous times over the years, and of course Dr. Ole Johansson, who's, by the way, lost his tenure at the Karolinska Institute. We'll try to get him back on, but he lost his tenure there because the industry and the government decided that they were losing too much money by supporting the actual science of electropollution, which they say, well, it's better not to tell the public that they're getting cooked. Isn't that wild? And this is one of the governments that years ago actually pioneered the whole idea that electropollution might be bad for the old cathode ray tube kind of computer monitors and other electrotoxins affecting fertility, mental action, sleep, insomnia, chronic pain, and stress disorders. Interesting, eh?
Yeah.
So what are the other main things that you like to sell people to get done, empower them so that they not only can monitor it, but they can actually get rid of the electropollution? And, of course, be aware that everywhere you go, whether it's your workplace or they're planning on 5G networks everywhere, which Governor Bloomberg, he does a lot of wrong things. This is one of the few things he did right. I'm not sure exactly what his psychological reason was blocking the 5G network, but now you got people like Elon Musk, et cetera, that want to put 12,000 low Earth orbit satellites to give us, bathe us all with 5G. Bad idea, isn't it?
Very bad idea, but we do have these meters to detect some things. And we do have this kit available where you get a meter for each. You get one for low frequency, one for high frequency, and one for dirty electricity. But there's another meter that's growing in popularity out there called the ESI 24. I absolutely love this meter. It's the one that I use myself. When you turn this on, it shows you magnetic fields, electric fields. That's your two low frequency. And it shows you high frequency, your radio frequency or wireless signal, all at the same time. And it does it in a way that's supposed to be as simple and easy to read as possible. So you get light. These lights go, they each have their own bar and a set of lights that go on green on the left side to red on the right side, meaning safe, red meaning you're in a danger zone.
Right, so it makes it real simple. So it just tells you, oh, danger, danger. As I say, we could make it even more clever and fun if we called it voice-a-cons, where when it would flash red, it would also tell you something like a little quip. That would be funny, wouldn't it? You're cooking, you're hot, you're really hot, you're on fire.
If you like out.
Welcome back. Now, I'm going to use a little bit of presentations I'm putting together for my patent on epigenetic frequency therapy. What people should understand is that life forms are a dance between biophotons and ion channels. That's what life is. You want to summarize it down to a couple of phrases, that's what it is. What that means is at the end of every chromosome, you have an infrared antenna that talks to your ion channels and opens up the channels to let minerals and amino acids come in, which are the black and white keyboard keys on the song of DNA on your keyboard of your cells that turns on not only structural proteins and enzymes, but also how to build you. In other words, you need 35,000 structural proteins and enzymes that are coded in DNA, but that's only 7% of your chromosomes. 93% actually is phonon, meson, operon DNA that codes how to make you. In other words, it's like an architectural diagram. Have the fold proteins, make a tube, fold the tube on itself and make a heart, you know, put layers of tissue on top of layers of tissue to have peripheral and central nervous system and spinal cord. So if you actually, I call it biogenetic origami. Do you like that?
That's a good
and
way to put it.
The problem is when you have scalar radiation coming in, it screws up the signal-to-noise ratio, and you can't not only make the structural proteins and enzymes to make you, you can't make the folded, I call biogenetic origami, to actually make your tissue structured like your arms, legs, and eyeballs. And you don't want an eyeball the size of a pea or the size of a dinner plate. It has to be the right size to fit in your head, right? Just like you don't want giant hands like neurofibromatosis, where you have a giant arm or hand because there's abnormal nerve factors that make that tissue grow excessively large. You have this giant, like a lobster claw arm, you know. Ah, look at that arm. So what people should start understanding is that we're now doing an experiment on all of us, saying, hey, do you think human beings can live in a toxic environmental scalar radiation bowl of boiling soup that disrupts your cellular communication and blocks normal signal-to-noise ratio, where your cell cells are saying, hey, don't call up the right proteins and enzymes, or don't even know how to make the, we call biogenetic origami, to actually build an organ or structure or rebuild it? Because everybody out there should realize this. No one's older than a seven-year-old. And I use that analogy because the oldest tissues in your body are 7 years old. Most of them are actually turned over in 4 days or less. And like your gut cells. And when you look at everything, including your heart, blood vessels, your eyeballs, everything, your teeth even, even around where you have amalgams in or whatever, your actual biological part of your teeth is regenerated every 7 years. Isn't that interesting? So no one's older than a seven-year-old. That's kind of weird, isn't it? In other words, we're fractionally cloning ourselves into the future, and it's dependent on whether or not you have proper signal. The best way to think of yourself is the old game you used to play years ago with a copying machine when they came in. I remember back 35 years ago, I was in medical school, and people play games on the copying machines. They stick their face on it or their butt or whatever and try to see how many they can make a copy of a copy so people can still make out who it was. Right?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is when you have electropollution, you don't do a very good copy job. Looks pretty crappy after a while. You can't tell who the heck it was on the original face, kind of pushed, mushed into the copy machine just to kind of guess on who it was. So tell us more about different equipment that people can use to protect themselves, because I tell people that you better get aware of this, because they're increasing the amount of high-level radiation, and their idea eventually is to have not only the highway but a skyway and autonomous vehicles. And once the autonomous vehicles come on the road and the skyway where you can have a taxi drive into your yard without a pilot, and they'll fly you, or they'll bring your stuff in from Amazon. Amazon's plan, by the way, and they're testing this up in Washington State, is to deliver all the products by these little drones. Literally armies of low-altitude drones flying in with your product. You order it, bam. Groceries, you want it, it land on your porch. Isn't that wild?
That it is.
Yeah. You probably won't even have a voice, you know. Mrs. Such and Such, your groceries have arrived. And they'll keep repeating it until you actually go out and actually push a little button and say thank you and take the things and say goodbye, and it flies away. Because, no, the Jetsons isn't coming. Yes, it is, and it's 5G network, and it's toxic. It may be super convenient, but it's going to be toxic as hell.
I'm also pretty sure that's against monopoly laws, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, exactly.
In any case, we do have shielding, even if you shield a drone.
Right, right.
But the one key to all of it is that shielding is just that. It's something that is specially designed to go between you and the source to prevent the signal from coming to you from that source.
Right.
So clearly, if you're going to shield one side of your phone, the other side, still free running over there. So there's a couple things that you want to keep in mind when you're doing your shielding. You know, if you put a cover on your smart meter, how does that help you inside the house?
It prevents you from communicating with the smart meter network, but it actually may not stop the smart meter radiation coming inside your house. By the way, those smart meters are designed to make sure they can smooth out peak power. And do you know that every single appliance in North America is smart meter compliant? Has been during the Obama years and even put in by George Bush. People don't know that. We're already taken over by the Matrix, aren't we? People say, Dr. Deagle, that's your opinion. I said, you know what? Stupidity is a prerequisite for what I call the Darwin effect, which is you're going to be taken out of the gene pool. You got to understand, this is not a joke. And it's not open to anybody's damned opinion. It's just happening or happened. For example, 2 years from now, do you know that the national 2020 vaccine comes in with tons of vaccines and national ID? And you got to, and this is all tied directly to this 5G network, which, by the way, even our wonderful President Trump, which is good in lots of ways, whether he's not aware of it, he signed on January 8th this year to let 5G networks be put in everywhere in the country. Not a good thing. And even knuckleheads like the Governor Brown here in California voted against it. A lot of people are going after Elon Musk thinking, you're a nut. He is. Narcissistic, we're a very rich nut who wants to do this stuff because it'll be kind of cool. But that's on cartoons. It's not in reality, because if you make a 5G network that sucks to living things like bees so they can't find their way back to the hive, you have to get used to eating gruel because you're not going to have any pollinated food anymore. Isn't that wild?
That is intense.
Yeah. Einstein said, and this is attributed to Einstein, that when the bees go, we have 4 years. 4 years of gruel before we all start to die. Welcome to Gruelville, eating gruel. And people say, I wonder why dementia is increasing. That's because your brain is being cooked. You know, it's like Mars Invades. Remember that campy movie where Mars invades and they go quack, 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 and they turn your brain to green mush and suck it out through a little straw through the side of your skull? Right. Well, that's what's happening, believe it or not, when you're being electropolluted. Your cells are being turned into green mush, not just your brain. Crazy, eh?
Yeah.
People say,
we've got the protection.
Yeah, and of course the people say, well, how do you know that? I said, because DARPA and the military have weaponized a lot of these toxic effects and made things like, for example, the LRAD cannon that uses subsonic sounds can put high enough intensity that you can't hear it, but it can turn your liver into liquid. At half a mile. No, Dr. Diggle, or you can make scalar radiation technology. In fact, one of the six weapons I'm not just going to put it on the internet. But I tell people, if you're a good friend of mine and you really have a good reason, I'll share how to build these things in your garage. You know, you can make, for example, a scalar radiation technology, a parabolic reflector that can actually knock someone down at a mile away. Make them seizure. Only problem is it might break their teeth or, you know, smash their wrist or something or crack their skull, but because they're going to drop like a fly. Because, no, Dr. Deagle, you can't do that. I said, the military already has it. That's why I remember talking to my guys in the tank division. They said, Doc, what would you do? I said, they were in Iraq, right? And these are the tank division guys I took care of in Colorado. I said, well, we play heavy metal rock, you know, like AC/DC, whatever. And we'd there be calling up the satellite. We'd see the satellite picture of the T-80 tanks, the Russian tanks, in the opposite hills by the Iraqis. And he said, we just hit them with a Stinger missile. And we play in heavy metal rock, or we hit them with directed energy weapon, and their cells would start liquefying while they're vomiting their guts up before they hit a DIC, bleed to death, or just have a cardiac arrest. Like, you said, you're kidding. I said, oh, no. So what they do is they're playing heavy metal rock while this is going on. People say, Dr. Deagle, they don't have that. I said, look, the guys on tank division said, look, if the enemy knew what we had, they'd just get out of their big, heavy, bulky tanks and run. That's why when I hear Rouhani make his, snide comments to Trump, Trump is telling the truth. You engage us, Russia, China, or anybody, you're not going to have a bad day. You're just going to die. And it's going to be ugly. Now, the same technology that can make those weapons is literally giving you a low-level electric pollution every day in your home, your business, on your freeway, when you walk around a shopping center or apartment building complex. You're being cooked. You're just being cooked slow. You're on what's called a slow cook button on your microwave. Right? Don't be slow cooked. Don't be fried inside. And don't be a beaker frog. What do you think? Go to Les EMF here at NutriMedical down the list of A to Z products. And get help from Sean and the staff there. And as I say, de-beaker yourself. How's that? What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good one.
De-beaker. Remove yourself. Get out of the beaker. Get the meters, get the blocking materials, get the radiation-free headphones, get solar, but don't let it pollute you.
heart-related health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.